The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life. Conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
Welcome back, everybody. 31 after the hour, and today in the Cannabis Community Chat, we're going to go to the great northeastern regions of the United States, to the state of Vermont, the home state of Senator Bernie Sanders, and our guest for today, Fran Janik, who's a longtime listener of the show and an activist in the, the Green Mountain State? Welcome, Fran. How you doing?
It is the Green Mountain State. Hey, Russ. Good to talk to you again. I'm here representing a group of concerned citizens known as Vermont Homegrown, of course. We helped craft the original bill in the Senate with Senators White and Benning sponsoring it, coming out of the GovOps Committee. I will reflect on what's going on in your own state and say what the heck is happening, because what has happened is as it went through the Judiciary Committee and Senator Dick Sears took hold of it, he basically rewrote the entire bill. So this has gone along to the point where he was only willing to legalize up to 1 ounce of marijuana in possession of an individual. And he basically focused, like I said, going corporate, but focused the limited number of permits on more expensive and higher-end businesses.
Where did we start off with this bill? What was the possession limit when it started, and did it have cultivation?
We had a really nice bill. I'm holding in my hands a document that I hand-titled S-241, and that was issued by the state of Vermont and introduced by Senator White and referred committee on 12-10-2015 at 4:03 p.m. And that basically allowed for home grow. It allowed for you to possess up to an ounce on your person. It allowed for you to keep everything that you grew in your home or secure location. It allowed for sharing without any sales. And we worked to get open licensing, but in that particular version of the bill, that draft, we came out with about 171 licenses.
So really not too dissimilar from what we've seen pass in other legal states, and the sky hasn't fallen.
Right. Well, this is what we tried for. In other words, we tried to keep it to civil penalties, not criminal penalties. Right now, we're back to criminal penalties for any grower that is not licensed by the state. And that's a very big problem. This bill will also leave out people who cannot get a card in our very restrictive medical program. Remember, the reason that we were working very hard on this legislation to get it to be open, an open market and open licensing and home grow, is to allow people that are not allowed into this restrictive program to gain access to cannabis. We've been dealing with this legislation that is the medical program for about a decade, and it's been very difficult to change. So the idea of doing something through the legislature, which is, you know, and we found out is very difficult, a ship to steer, has become a situation where we were forced to go against our own bill, regrettably. At this time, we're trying to get amendments as it goes through the House, as it has cleared the Senate. Our own Senator Balin from Windham County stood her ground and represented her constituents very well. Joe Benning spoke eloquently, and they passed it through Judiciary on the premise that anything is to get it through there is better than nothing moving in the direction that it's going, but we really feel that we need to take it further.
So the situation is then you had a pretty decent bill, had home grow in it, but this senator kind of insisted that it have no home grow, that only commercial licensed grow would be allowed. People, patients, would have to buy it from a dispensary, right, or a pot shop.
Anybody in the state will have to buy from state-licensed marijuana.
Okay.
You will not be able to grow your own. You will not be able to, there's nobody bringing it into the state. We have gotten it down a bit. The initial licenses were, I believe, 10 or 15 licenses. We've extended that, and we've lowered the threshold. But to give you an idea, the initial application fee, which I'm not sure if it has changed or it hasn't, but I don't think it has, is a non-refundable $15,000 to get a license. Okay, and they've taken away, you were talking about places for people to smoke, and they've taken away the lounges that were in the original S-241 that Senator Benning actually put in just to give tourists a place to smoke their quarter of an ounce. So we're looking at a 25% tax plus possibly the 6-7% sales and use tax on top of that on every sale. And so it basically they've created a system also that funds law enforcement for drug enforcement. 25% of the profits from legal sales will go to law enforcement directly, and then another 50% of every civil fine collected for any arrests and fines will go directly to the law enforcement community.
Wow, so a little bit of incentive there to find ways to entrap and to prosecute people for profit, which is something we're trying to get away with or get away from in the first place. We're speaking with Fran Janik. He's an activist in Vermont who is working with what was the name of the group again?
Vermont Homegrown. That's Vermont Homegrown, and we're a community group of concerned citizens who have been in on all the meetings during the last year.
A little Vermont Homegrown there for you.
Yeah. Oh, did you play it? Okay, I couldn't quite hear over the line.
Yeah, there we go. Home Seat Grown. Tell folks a little bit about your program that you do regularly if they want to listen in more on what's going on in Vermont.
Well, we don't have a website. Again, we're operating on zero budget. You know about that.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have a Facebook page, and you just go to Facebook, and you dial in Vermont Homegrown, all caps, three words.
Okay.
And you'll get our Facebook page, and that'll give you a feed to what's happening. And, you know, another comparison right now is we just had a maple spirits distillery, a small one, husband and wife team, just get featured in WCAX, which is one of our TV stations here. And they're able to go farm to table with their spirits, with their alcohol, made from maple syrup. And I have no problem with that. But if we are celebrating all these things in Vermont, why can't we celebrate one more? Yeah. Why can't we go farm to table? Why can't we spread out the wealth? Why can't we keep the money local? It's not old. It's not new money in this economy. It's old money that many of Vermonters, small illegal growers, have stood up right in front of their centers and said, "Please don't take away my small income that I get from this." And again, if you take away home grow, even for the person that's not selling, somebody just wants to have it for themselves, one or two plants, or as we had it, a 10-by-10 plot, which seems to have scared some senators. Are, again, taking that money that could go other places in the economy, and that person is going to have to spend for that $400 ounce, because it's not going to be a $250 ounce. So the black market is still... It's not been taken away, or the gray market or parallel market or whatever you want to call it, is not going to leave. And we're going to create a two-tier system where you can be arrested because you don't have a license. We're not going to give you one. And the other fellow that's got a lot of money or has investors can get that license and then own the market.
So is it the situation where the proponents of the bill in the legislature, you mentioned something about them, let's get this passed to get it out of committee so there's some movement. But do they believe that in the House they're going to be able to re-amend it to return home grow and maybe some of these other provisions? Or does that seem unlikely?
Well, I do have information that there is action in the House from several members, from several state representatives to amend the bill to put home grow back in. We're not sure what's going to happen there, of course. We won't know until it happens. But there is concern among the House members because we've raised the issues that, in fact, legalization won't work for the 5 points that the governor's put out, which includes elimination of a black market, cause problems where we'll have additional judiciary costs, because if you bring in the 25 police officers that are funded in the bill, and it's actually pre-funded by over $1 million, I forget the exact figure, so I won't go any higher than that. But, you know, it's just a situation where Senator Dick Sears, Richard Sears of Bennington, Vermont, who's the head of the Judiciary Committee, who's a senior senator in Vermont, decided he was going to do it his way, fund law enforcement, and give the money to, we don't mind them giving the money to prevention or that kind of thing. Of course, nobody's looking for anyone under the age of 21 to have legal access. But again, we feel that will actually be, their legal access could be diminished by, just bringing it out in the open and allowing people to go farm to table. We've had one of our farmers up there in a meeting, and they questioned her extensively, and she's a nice young lady, family farm with meats and vegetables, and she sells to local consumers, and you know, and they want to test. They want you to bring your herb to the testing center and make sure you go through our expensive testing, and then or it has to be grown by the state sanctioned places. So it's containment and control basically is a good part of the issue too.
If this bill survives as is and is unable to be amended for any of these things like the home grow or the pot lounges that we'd like to see in it, do you feel that it's too compromised to be worth supporting, and perhaps advocates should change their attitude toward passing an initiative that might be more liberal?
Well, we've been chastised for even thinking that and saying that, but if we hadn't raised the flag, I think we'd be in worse shape than we are. And another point of that I'd make up is if this bill passes right now, a Vermont registered patient will not be able to make a full extraction oil or an RSO. And so people won't be able to make their meds. So these people that were making their meds who could barely afford to grow their own because they can't afford to go to the dispensaries, or because the two licensees that own 60% of the dispensary market here, CBD and Southern Vermont Wellness, don't even make those meds for cancer patients. And patients find out after they sign up.
Is this extraction techniques that would cause this?
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to use any ethanol or anything, or butane, of course, or anything like that. And already they're cracking down on people here in the state. There was a child who was interviewed and found out that his father was growing and he was making extracts, but the mother had cancer and she just didn't have a card. That's the other side of the coin too, is doctors will not confirm diagnoses, and that's all they're doing on the Vermont forms. But there are many, many, many medical professionals who are refusing to confirm diagnoses. And then the whole system is set up. Like I said, we're trying to avoid the restrictive legislation that has really destroyed the medical program in Vermont. It's a D+ on the AMA, and I don't know how accurate that is, but I'd give it a lower mark. So it's left so many people out in the cold. Maybe 2/3 of the people that could benefit from this can't even get a card. And I hear from them every day. I heard from a veteran who moved from Pennsylvania, and he had some of the best, he has MS, multiple sclerosis, and he had some of the best MS doctors in Pennsylvania. Evidently, they're down there in Philadelphia. They're great. And he came up here to get legal medicine. And right now, it's going to take 6 months for him to get a relationship an appointment with a doctor. And then it is required that he have a 6-month relationship after that appointment to get his card. So there's a year wait for him right now.
My goodness.
I have him walking around the state house with letters to senators.
Yeah.
Okay. I could go on. A number of patients continue to contact me.
Let's give them that contact information because we're running out of time here, Fran. If people want to talk to you about this and other issues in Vermont, how can they reach you?
They can go to Vermont Homegrown on Facebook, and they can leave us a message. I'm one of the administrators. There's several administrators, but I'm one of the primary administrators. Vermont Homegrown on Facebook, and that's the best way to get to us right now. Call if you're in Vermont and you think you want fair legalization for all Vermonters. Please call your senators. Please call your House rep right now too, and tell them what you want, because we want it for everybody. We just don't want it limited to a few, and we don't want a two-tier system that leaves people being arrested for growing a couple of plants at home.
Fran Janik, thanks for all the work you're doing and all the support you've given us here at the Russ Belville Show, and good luck with everything happening in Vermont.
Thanks for everything, Russ. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Stay tuned, folks. We've got time for a radical rant coming up at the end here. We're going to look at competing medical marijuana initiatives in Ohio.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.